Christ's Object Lessons. 1905. First page missing. Place this gift from the Lord Jesus in the hands of those who have not had the light that it contains. Much more might have been done than has been done by the Healdsburg School in the sale of this book, if teachers and students had united to make the work a success. The blessing of God will rest upon the buyer and also upon the seller. My brethren and sister, have you done all that can be done in your vicinity to circulate Christ's object lessons? This is an evangelistic work. May the Lord stir up the minds of our people to take hold of this work anew and to act their part in diffusing the precious light contained in object lessons. The reading of this book will remove many difficulties from minds. Its circulation is one of the means ordained of God for reaching the people and overcoming prejudice. By the sale of this book, the gospel is introduced into the homes of the people. The Lord would have young and old obtain the precious experience that is to be gained in selling this book. In His wisdom, Christ has given you this work to do, and by its performance, you will obtain means for the relief of our schools. The Huntsville School is in need of help. Let our people take hold earnestly of the circulation of object lessons, and they will obtain money for the Huntsville School. If you will act your part faithfully, the school can have the buildings which it so much needs. Said Christ to His disciples, "Ye are the light of the world." Matthew 5, verse 14. My brethren and sisters, act your part in circulating object lessons, and thus make these words true to you. There are many mission schools to be established in the South, and by selling object lessons, you may help forward this needy work. Let not those living where there is no school feel that no duty in this matter rests upon them. There are many, many colored children and youth who need the advantages of the Huntsville School. This school should have facilities for accommodating a larger number of students. The school farm, intelligently worked, will help to make the students self-supporting, and many more could be received were the necessary buildings provided. And I feel sure that the students at this school will make the most of the advantages provided for them at the institution. My brethren and sisters in the South, will you not act your part in the good work of helping this school? Have you not some time to spare that you can devote to the sale of object lessons? By taking up this work, you will be acting as missionaries for the Lord Jesus. His approval will rest upon you as you try to assist Brother Rogers and his fellow laborers in their work. By circulating object lessons, not only will you be helping the Huntsville School, but you will be placing in the hands of men and women a book containing most precious instruction. I would present to your notice also the school that brethren Megan and Sutherland are establishing at Madison, Tennessee. Under many difficulties, these men built up the Berrien Springs School. Brother Megan always worked with great ardor, often denying himself of needed rest. There were those who looked with suspicion and disfavor upon the removal of the college from Battle Creek, and this made the work of these men very hard and trying. Brethren Sutherland and Megan worked beyond their strength, and Brother Megan had 3 attacks of typhoid fever. For a time, he was almost an invalid, and this threw a large amount of work on Brother Sutherland. But he pressed on in the work with his faithful associates. By and by, Brother and Sister Drouillard joined them, and about 2 years ago, Brother Drouillard died at his post. After a year of great suffering, Sister Megan also was laid away to rest. One of the many things at Berrien Springs that shows the deep interest of this faithful sister in the work there is Memorial Hall, a building into which she put $500, money that she herself had earned. When attending the Lake Union Conference at Berrien Springs, I had the privilege of speaking in this hall. Sister Megan sleeps in Jesus, the sleep from which none ever wake to weep. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 14, verse 13.
Brethren Megan and Sutherland felt that they had a work to do in the South, and they left Berrien Springs not because they had made a failure of the work there, but because others could carry on the work they had begun, while they felt impressed to take up pioneer work. They went to Nashville and have secured a beautiful location for the school that they desire to establish. There are 400 acres in the property, but there are no buildings suitable for schoolwork. Suitable buildings must be erected, as was done at Berrien Springs. The purchase of the land left the brethren very short of funds, and they need help in the erection of the school buildings. The workers connected with this school must have help from our people. These men are faithful workers. Whatever duties demand their attention, they are ready to take them up.